This is the World Challenge Devotion for Wednesday, April 13th. God is Good and Merciful by David Wilkerson. Satan is trying to plant lies in your mind in your time of weakness and trouble. He will try to convince you God is not with you. If you believe that lie, you can never escape Satan's trap. If you quiet yourself before the Lord and call on Him in secret prayer, the Holy Spirit will tell you clearly that God is with you. He has not forsaken you. He sees you and is waiting for you to step into His plans for your life. The Bible tells us that when the disciples were doubtful and confused, Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Matthew 28, verse 20. You are loved and you are needed. Satan is a liar, hoping you will give in to despair by believing you are alone in your struggle. No, you are not ever alone. The Holy Spirit is interceding for you in your time of need. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings, which cannot be uttered. Now He who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Romans 8, verses 26 and 27. You are going to come out of your trial victorious. But you must believe God has heard your cry. Just lean on the Lord. This is God's heart to His people in the midst of their trials when they were captive in Babylon. "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you," says the Lord, "thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." Jeremiah 29, verses 11 through 13. World Challenge, transforming lives through the message and mission of Jesus Christ. Visit us online at worldchallenge.org.